What up? Welcome to Lyrics and Lattes, a podcast where we extract self-development tips and inspiration from your favorite hip-hop songs over coffee. In this podcast, you'll be given practical steps to develop positive habits from the finest street philosophers. Our goal is to use music to encourage you to grow personally and professionally. My name's Trevor Desisher.
And I'm Jason Wallace.
And we're your hosts, so let's get to it.
Yo, real quick, Josh, could we do this? Every time we say DJ Khaled, can you just have DJ Khaled say DJ Khaled? We just toss that in there.
So
this DJ Khaled song,
DJ Khaled,
Sorry Not Sorry, came out, you know, and DJ Khaled, he put out his album, and DJ Khaled is really doing it big.
DJ Khaled.
Right, okay, I'm done.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
I just had to drop one in there.
We're going to pull inspiration from this one song, Sorry Not Sorry. And we're going to use it to inspire you. But before we go there, let's talk coffee. Trevor, what you got?
I'm going to keep it 100. I forgot to go hunt down a coffee place. So I got a smoothie. Get your fruits and veggies in. I get 3 in every week. This coffee's coming to you straight from strawberry mango.
You got a smoothie? This is lyrics and lattes. You got
to
have a coffee.
What you want me to do, dog? You can get a smoothie at Starbucks. What you want me to do?
Man, Josh, what you got? You got something?
Well, I got a little bit of peppermint tea. Not really.
Man, y'all soft today.
Not really coffee, but
y'all drinking peppermint tea and smoothies.
Tea is closer than smoothie, though. You got
to
give me that.
What drink do you got in your arsenal right now, Jason?
So what I got is a Wakandan blend, which is our black-owned coffee maker. So I got a Maison Bertrand. It's a New Orleans beverage, and it is a French roast. So been around for like 100 years or something like that. So I'm sipping on that to make up for what y'all ain't got, but it's cool.
What is it called one more time?
Maison. I'm reading it. It's called a Maison Bertrand. That's what it's called.
That's a French ass name, Yvonne. Yeah, my little croissant.
The show topic today is Sorry Not Sorry. It's Nas and Jay-Z. There's plenty to pull from here. Jason, what is the first quote that you have?
So the first one is from Nas. Let's play it.
Hear ye, only kings stand near me. Silicon Valley money mixed with Henny, that's a Fendi.
Right out the gate, Nas is talking about, you know, only kings stand near me. And I took from that is like, you got to have the right people in your circle. You got to have kings in your circle. And you can't have, you know, like you hear about this thing about you can't have all these negative people around you and expect positivity to come out of your life. So it's like, who is around you and what are they doing? And are what they doing where you want to be, or is it what you used to be? That's what I pulled from that. Trevor?
So ironically, we pulled the same quote today. But what I wanted to get like a little further into that is like, this is a song by DJ Khaled, Jay-Z, and Nas. It's literally just like, he's putting who he wants. He's putting what he wants to be around him. The second part of that, I wanted to get to this cryptocurrency thing. The old school way of doing things is stock. That's what we get taught. Stock, hedge funds, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. This lyric to me, I think, is more about changing with the times. There's this new thing. It's a wild market right now. People are making really big money from it. You don't need to put in a whole bunch of money. Put in $100. I put in that first Dogecoin thing. I put in $100. I ended up with $600 like by the end of it. So it's not even like a hard thing to do.
You must have pulled out early because that $100 at this point would have been about $27,000 if you'd count.
Oh yeah, I was an idiot, but also like I was playing the safe game. So,
so the next thing I pulled was just, you know, still on Nas's verse here. He says, "You don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life, f a coin toss."
You don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life, f a coin toss. I'm Coinbase, basically cryptocurrency Scarface.
I heard this saying last week, and it said that bees don't spend their time trying to convince flies that honey tastes better than poop, right? Like they don't spend their time doing that. So it's like people a lot of times may not hear you or may not be feeling you or may not be believing in you, and that's their loss. You can't expect other people to take your vision to the next level. And then the last thing is about, you know, he's a winner in life. Forget a coin toss. Stop waiting on chance, right? They say this thing where it's like success is where opportunity and preparation collide, and with a little bit of, you know, luck, And it's like, I don't believe in that. I think opportunity is all around you. You just got to be willing to be able to spot it out and be able to notice things. So it's just preparation. All it is. There's no coin toss. There's no random. Like, this person isn't successful because they got lucky and luck by itself got them there. It's hard work. So if you get a coin toss, you got to go out for yours and get yours. That's what I pull from that lyric. Trevor?
All the geniuses that you're like, let's go to like Kanye's rant, Walt Disney, Steve Jobs, like all of them, all those people sounded crazy at one point. Kanye, in that rant, he sounds crazy at that crazy. Point. But look where he ended up landing with that rant, the things that he's talking about. He's after being a billionaire, he became a billionaire.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh. Walt Disney, Nike, Google. Now, who's going to be the Medici family and stand up and let me create more?
All the geniuses of the world sound like crazy people to normal folk. So you don't hear me. That's your loss.
That's a bar. That's a bar.
Thanks, dog.
What you got for the next lyric?
So the next one that I have is actually from Jay-Z. I might be jumping ahead a little bit.
Yeah, you jumping ahead of me.
We can go back. It's okay.
Sorry, that's another B. Haters still ain't recover from the other B. That's a double B. Now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B.
Hey.
Jay-Z, it says, haters still mad about the other B. He's talking about his billion. He's talking about people being mad at him because he got a billion. And that goes back to a quote that we've used like 5 times in this show.
People look at you strange saying you changed, like you worked that hard to stay the same. Like you're doing all this for a reason.
Those are the goals. He's here to be a billion. He wants to make as much as he can. We can tell like Jay-Z is about the bag. That's his whole shtick. So while people hating on you, I'm getting another B. They focused on thou. He's focused on B. So thou means thousand. I know that's not slang. I'd just clear that up.
Yeah, I like that line. First off, Jay-Z's flow was ridiculous, right? It was all over the place. And it was, when I first heard it, I thought he said the other beat because, you know, he rapped over the same beat with a song cry, right?
I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I got to make the song cry.
He talks about B as in billion. And then another B as another billion. And then he said a triple B talking about Beyonce, which I think you can hear in the background saying like, hey, or something. So it's
like, do you
like,
think she makes money every time she does that? Because that's his wife at that point.
Pay me. Yes. Yes.
Is that just him throwing like a boomerang to himself? Like, because they're in the same household.
Nah, it's her money. So comparing your wife to a billion is dope. I mean, I love that. And but you went ahead of me, man. I'm not even done with the Nas verse, and you went over to Jay-Z. Hold on, let me go back real quick.
Go back to Nas.
Think fast. The time I spit this, I started some other business.
He said, the time that I spit this, I started some other business. And I thought that was dope because it's like, you can get caught and stuck in what you've already done. And like, I think a lot of times people think about the whole Coinbase thing, Nas got money. By the time he's rapping about it, he's getting money from the next thing because he's always moving on and growing and learning and meeting new people. So it's like, don't get stuck on that win. Go to the next win. So that's the last lyric I got from Nas before we go back to Jay-Z.
I hate these posts on Instagram where they're like, I joked about it one time, I think, on Instagram. I'm like, you want love, laughs, and Karen? Nah, bro. Think about it. Those are the characters for LLC. Like, point to your head. Like, I hate those guys on Instagram. Like, if you stop buying avocado toast, you could buy a helicopter tomorrow. And so somebody is going to be listening to this podcast. They're going to use this for that quote. I'm calling you out right now. I swear to goodness gracious, I will hunt you down. Don't spit that BS out there. I'm not talking about you, Jason. I'm talking about those people that are going to bring, oh, you can start a business. A business in what? Be specific. We talk about it every single episode. What are you going to start a business in? What are you good at? Plan that stuff out. Nas can do that because he got money like that. He can just do that. But, you know, like, plan this stuff out.
What lyric you got next, Trevor?
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me. I'm living a dream. Living a dream, yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. Hey, man. I think we say this almost every episode, too. I'm busy doing me. Get busy doing you. I'm only good at being me. I'm sorry, not sorry. I'm living my life. That's a pretty short and sweet point.
I had a lyric where Jay-Z said, everybody's getting bands, but we dance to a different drum.
Unprecedented run. Fact. Everybody's getting bands, we just dance to different drums.
It's the idea of like, you're dancing to a particular level of money, excited about it, but he's dancing to a whole different drum. And because the band that he's listening to is Million, Billion, and he talks about it a little bit later. It's an intermittent.
Take your time.
Intermittent fasting. But these meals, I'm not missing none. And meals, M-I-L-L-S, millions. So he's talking about the drum that he's dancing to was millions and millions of dollars versus thousands of dollars. So I love that, you know, dancing to the right music. I saw that, remember that Chris Rock joke where he says,
if Bill Gates woke up tomorrow with Oprah's money, he'd jump out of f***ing window.
That's because Bill Gates is dancing to a different drum. He's dancing to a different drum. You would be excited about Oprah money, not Bill Gates. Get your drums up, man. Get your, who you listening to? Where the orchestra at? You know what? You know what? Like, this song wasn't enough. Like, it wasn't enough, right? They got a couple of songs together, Jay-Z and Nas, but I felt like their verses were too short and everybody wanted more. Yo, we should like put together a petition for Jay-Z and Nas to do a whole collab album together.
Bet. Sign me up. I'm.
Yo, if you listening, click on the show notes. We'll have it ready by then, by the time you hear it. Click on the show notes and sign the petition for Jay-Z and Nas to do a collab album together. We're going to make it happen.
All right, folks. So we got to wrap this Janks up. This Jay-Z Nas song is, number one, it's always special when we get these two collabing on something. The biggest thing is to fill your circle with people that inspire you, with people that push you. We all know this friendly rivalry between Jay-Z and Nas at this point. And this is just a cool moment in hip hop that we really wanted to highlight. So those are your words of wisdom for the day. Don't forget that we have a voice note feature on our website. If you want to hear a topic, add a lyric, or just want to hear yourself on the podcast, leave us a voice note. It's right there on our homepage. That's lyricsandlattes.com. One last announcement.
Another one.
I don't know if you noticed, but we've been doing a lot of live shows lately. We're going to be taking a little bit of time off this month to do some press. We're going to be featuring on a lot of other podcasts. We'll be gone until the month of July. If you want to stay connected with us, we're still going to be updating social media. That's at Lyrics and Lattes on Instagram. You can also follow us on our website, lyricsandlattes.com, where we'll still be dropping material. It's going to be a really exciting time for us. We're all really excited about it. This podcast has grown so quickly, and you guys are loving it. We love to see you loving it. Yeah, this is going to be a really, really good time. So until next time, guys, we'll see you in July.
We the best.